Welcome back, cave dwellers. Here we are with another edition of Warp Vinyl.
Yeah, yay.
Shit. It's another one.
Another one.
Yeah. Like, what does he say? DJ Khaled? We got another one.
They know.
Oh, yeah. So, as we're recording, it's almost 4th. It is basically 4th of July weekend. Hope you guys had a good time, because we are about to have a good time.
We're going to rip it into this one.
Oh, yeah.
To say the least.
Oh, yeah. So what vinyl did you bring in, Joe? Go ahead and announce it to the audience.
I'm glad you asked. So on today's episode, since it was my birthday, I was like, you know, last one, played a little Pelini. I was like, I think I went too soft. So I need to remind you guys.
How hard you are?
How hard we go.
Oh, okay.
In the paint. How hard we go in the paint. And not only for that reason, but also because this is my favorite death metal band, one. And two, my favorite album of theirs. None other than Defeated Sanity. From Germany.
What album is this?
This
one,
is
two, three.
This is their sophomore.
Okay. Second one.
Yep. And
all right. It's your favorite?
And it's my favorite. This is Psalms of the Moribund.
All right. Let's go ahead and go down that tunnel.
And but I'm gonna just make this comment disclaimer. There will be many power riffs, power slams, and power chugs.
What about power drops?
Yeah, that too. Oh,
okay.
And then I'm just going to say this. I know we mentioned on the last episode or when you did the Randy Rhoads tribute, we were like, yeah, we don't do comments on vocals, lyrics.
I remember.
Okay, I'm not going to get into the lyrics. You need to study them on your own. These are some heavy, fast riffage. It's too quick. I can't keep up, okay?
Yeah. We basically have to, like, translate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, exactly.
Too much.
Alrighty,
too fast.
Alrighty, folks. Well, without further ado, let's get ripping. Give me a second.
Blast of brains.
Hey, we don't want to hear the finger album.
Oh, shit. Remember the fingers with Spy Kids? I just thought about that when you said that.
I know what you mean, though. It just gets you, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is Stoned and then Defiled.
Okay.
Sorry, that one took a while to process. This is a banger, no doubt.
I didn't understand it in his language.
This is when Sean, when he's a wee lad. Power riff coming up. Here we go.
Hit that shit.
Oh, put them horns up. Come on. Da, da, da. Power roll. I'm telling you, folks, it's gonna get crazy.
It's crazy how you said that the drummer doesn't even think he's that fast. Yeah, nuts. Only a tweaker would say that.
Because he's like comparing himself to like, do you know the Nile drummer George Cullius?
Oh yeah,
like he's playing BPMs that are just stupid. That's why.
Yeah,
like he's kind of comparing himself to that ultra
that constant
high, like
the gravity blast.
He's thinking of like Nile Origin, you know, shit like that, where it's just like decrepit, like higher hybrid, fucking stupid. You get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. And that's where I praise the left-handers. I mean, the right-handers. No, the left-handers.
The left-handers that can play right-handed.
Yeah. It's like, dude, it's like my cousin. What do they call it? Ambidextrous or something?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're just naturally, they can do left-hand and right-handed shit, but they write with their left.
Honestly,
that's pretty fast right there.
I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
It doesn't matter how fast you can go. It's like, for example, this is not the fastest shit, but to me, it's like, it's tip-top.
Heavy.
Tip-top Magoo of brutal shit. Because a lot of people can play fast.
But can you play it good?
It's like, but can you say something? Honestly, what makes this shit hard is that they have so many changes in there. It's like,
oh yeah,
it's kind of spastic shit.
And it goes into those crazy breakdowns.
Yep. So I think I've seen these guys
stupid
a good, at least 5-6 times maybe.
Okay, no Deftones then.
Close.
No Deftones members.
Close. It's up there though. But it's like one of those bands, every time that they play, it's just...
You got to go see.
You have to go see it if you're into crazy, spastic, brutal death metal.
Yeah.
Like, for example, okay, so this album actually came out 2008. And
is that when we... No, we didn't see him in 08.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I saw where Frankincense used to be at in City of Industry, and they played in the...
With Origin?
Nah, I didn't see Origin, but this was a different lineup.
I remember you told me you saw Origin like in some warehouse or something back in like the City of Industry or something.
Nah, it was in the same place. I saw them. I know I saw Origin in Hollywood, but
anyways.
This one, the first time I seen them. So this album came out in 2008. And at that time, for myself personally, I was so balls deep. Like, I was playing.
Nothing was heavy enough. This was probably slow to you.
I'll tell you the truth. Like, when I was first listening to it, because I got the CD, because online, I think at the time I still had MySpace or something, and I kept seeing, like, people talking about them. And then, so I was just like, oh, that cover art's pretty cool. Yeah, like,
let me see
like,
who this defeated is.
Yeah. So I just bought it without ever hearing it. And I think I played it once or twice.
You're like,
and I didn't like it at first.
No?
At first I didn't. And I'll tell you why. Like, looking back now, I was just like...
Is that fast enough?
It was so above my head. Like, I didn't have nothing to kind of reference it to. Like, it was so fucked up. I was like... I thought it sounded like shit. But then when I learned and I fucking seen them, I was just like, oh... This is some next level. It was so advanced, I couldn't read the fucking hieroglyphs.
Let's just go inside Joe's brain. What were you listening to? Like, what were your metal, death metal bands at that age, at that time?
Well, of course, all the Cali stuff. So you got Deeds, you know, you got Vile. You got Cattle in there. I mean, I know Decrepit Birth. Like, there's just so many bands that were coming out at that time, especially all the Cali stuff.
Disgorge.
And Cryptopsy. Yeah, Disgorge. Fucking up. See, I'm forgetting stuff. But
yeah. Well, I remember because it was like around 06, 07, the Jumping Turtle and Escondido.
Wretch.
Yeah, fucking Cattle, Disgorge. We saw it with Devourment.
Yeah.
Fucking, who else did we see? That one rare footage I got. Guttural Secrete.
Oh, yeah, Guttural Secrete.
Sick. Look it up. Sick. Show them a pterodactyl, bro. Yeah, that shit.
Yeah.
I go to like this pterodactyl to like a deep growl.
His vocals are sick. But you know, it's kind of like similar in that style where like, you know, like this kind of. But then, I don't know, these fools are just so dirty. Like,
it's obscure death metal.
Yeah, it is.
They jump all over the place.
It is.
We'll probably get good numbers in Germany on this one.
Hey, Lile.
Yeah.
Listen to this episode, man.
Hit us up. Next time you're in Cali, we'll play soccer with you. Smoke a joint.
Nah, he don't smoke weed, bro.
He used to, didn't he?
Nah, not the drummer.
Oh.
Yeah, and plus the guitar player that they had before, he's not in. He quit.
Ah.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah, he's selling BMWs now, huh?
Nah, that's...
Oh, that's
Negro Fetches.
Yeah, never mind. Nah, they same shit.
Bro, that guy just sold all his gear and just cashed out. He's like, fuck it.
Yeah, death metal's not paying me enough. BMW, here I come.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
He grew up, he had the smarts in the background to be an engineer. I'm like, fuck it.
And then just created his own death metal. Two albums in 1 year.
Two classics.
Yeah. Literally released in the same year.
No.
It was like back to back for the same year.
It was kind of close, like within a couple years for sure, but
I looked it up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, because you know what? If anything, he wrote that first album so long before. And then, like, because for a while, I know there was some story about him that his dad took his guitar away, so he had to write this whole shit in his mind or on the computer or something.
All over again or what?
Well, since he didn't have a guitar, he couldn't write it, so he had to do it on paper, I guess.
It's fucking nuts.
Yep. All right, it doesn't stop.
Oh, hell no.
I think this is...
Yeah.
Psalms of the Morbid.
We actually played that vinyl. If you guys want to look it up, it was episode 58. Or no, not 58, 59. Sorry, guys. Look it up. We reviewed that album, Necrophagus. Damn, it's crazy. We're almost at 100, and that was 59. Woo! That we fucking played that album. Back in my day.
I don't think we could ever bring this to YouTube.
Not this one.
Not this version.
Damn.
Some little power bass fills right there.
So who is the original member? It's like a cryptopsy, just a flow, keeping it afloat.
Kind of, yeah. Well, him and his dad were the original ones.
Of the Defeated?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What did his dad do?
Play guitar.
Oh.
He was a hippie. Like, this, the drummer, he grew up in, from what I understand in the interviews, he's saying that when he got raised, he was like in a hippie commune, like, where they didn't live in the city, like, they lived in a little village, so they would all, like, jam, and his dad would, back when he was younger, would invite over all the jazz homies that he had, and they would just all have sick, epic jam sessions.
Big old drum circle.
Yeah, so he would learn about, like, fusion and, like, you know, Tony Williams, Weather Report, and all that stuff, so.
Damn. That's that Germany fucking Amish life right there.
Something like that, but yeah, so he learned from a young age, and I think already by like 18, 19, like, yeah, him and his pops have been jamming, and like, I guess he slowly started getting his dad into metal, because he showed him like Metallica, and then he showed him Slayer, and then his dad, like, he's like, hey, turn that bullshit off, but his son was like, nah, like, you gotta listen to it, listen. Yeah. He told him, listen,
Linda.
No, he said, listen, Wolfgang, listen.
Yeah, listen, Wolfgang.
Listen, Wolfie, listen. So he showed his dad, so then his dad realized, like, oh, with Slayer, he's like, oh, fuck, like, I see what they're doing now. And so then they went down that rabbit hole of them together, and so they just started playing and listening to all this stuff, so then you end up with this album.
Oh, shit.
You take jazz musicians from Germany, and you feed them death metal for eternity.
Basically, what you're telling me, this is fusion on steroids. They're
in
juiced up right here.
In a way, yeah. With fusion distortion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just fucking nuts. Like, I was talking to Paul yesterday, I think. I'm like, dude, like, the type of music that you're into and that you play is like, dude, wait until you get older and start playing this other crazy shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I swear, if your description was, like, on a dating site, it would be on farmersonly.com.
Farmers Only?
Yeah, yeah. Speaking about Paul real fast, this ninja, he's like, oh, yeah, I've been doing two-finger pull-ups. I've been practicing on this certain muscle. Like, that doesn't, like, I think I can use my two strongest finger. Dude, my arms and fingers are sore. I felt like I was finger banging all day yesterday.
A two-finger pull-up?
Yeah, two-finger pull-up.
Uh-huh.
I got halfway, and I literally had a drop. I was like, I can't do this. My fingers can't support my fucking 200-pound ass.
Fuck.
But literally, like, my whole fucking fingers, it just runs down my fucking arm. It fucking hurts. Sick sore. Stupid idea. I trip out on those rock climbers that just do fucking one finger, two finger pull-ups. But anyways, let's get back to the show.
Anyways, yeah. This is a ripping, tearing good time.
Man. Yeah, ripping and the tearing, ripping and the tearing.
Okay, power rip, breakdown.
Riffage. Go ahead, hit it, boys. Let's do this.
Thumbs up and like for pterodactyls.
It's crazy, this breakdown right here. It's like, breakdown, okay. Riffage.
This is another heavy hitter, power intro.
Yeah, you're hitting the mic, that's how hard it is.
How crazy is it when you're so good, you're sick on drums and you write this shit on guitar?
Oh, yeah. You know you're sick.
Sick.
Witted. That's what trips me out about Necro is like he literally wrote the whole album himself and it's like, I'm gonna go sell cars. Look it up, number 59, guys. Episode 59.
Give me more cowbell.
Oh yeah, it's not cowbell, but yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's more like the upper hi hat.
No, the bell.
Yeah,
on the ride.
That. On the ride. Yeah, on the ride. It's not that zing that honestly, that's what made me get that one zing fucking bell. Fucking the Devourment. Oh, I went to that ding, one ding, show. Ding, he's ding, like, ding. Yeah. I was like, I gotta get that.
It's fun.
You very rarely use it, but when you use it, it's just like, you just hear it.
Ding, ding, yeah. Ding.
Yeah, it's just for effect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, honestly, I've been looking at drums. I miss them so much. Fucking Guitar Center is having a sick-ass sale on electronic five-piece. $6.99. You think it's worth it?
I don't know. Is it?
Foul, too.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You have to try it out yourself. See if you like it.
Yeah, I guess. I think I'm going to Guitar Center tomorrow morning. We still got that double pedal for sale.
I have Biden bucks to spend. Oh, yeah. Right here.
Oof.
Natural harmonics. Bing.
Yeah.
She's drumming it.
Bing. Dude, they have the sickest arpeggios. Although that was not one, but when they do play them. If you don't know, we're going to have neck problems after this episode's over.
Ooh.
I can just imagine these fools when they're writing this shit or practicing it, they were just in that sweaty ass.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that whatever,
that little small ass
jam session right there going on.
And fucking just melting, learning these songs. That's when your strings just corrode like,
oh yeah,
so fast.
Probably going through strings like daily or every other day, huh? With that sweat?
Yeah, you would go through strings real fast.
Yeah,
especially if they're playing for hours and just the sweat, the acid,
and the corrosion that builds up after when it's like resting.
Yeah, they're changing strings every so often for sure. I can only imagine, because I remember doing that too and playing in a sweaty, hot-ass garage here in the summer, just roasting.
Yeah, I trip out because, like, working in where I work now, fucking getting those returns, I'm like, dude, Paul, like, what's up with these strings? He's like, oh, very acidic fingers right there.
Jizz. John Eggman, chill.
Oh, sorry.
You don't have the pads. You don't got your drum pads.
Yeah. These white claws are getting to me.
These Trulies.
Yeah.
Fuck. Hey, put the effects on? Damn, dog.
Yeah, I know. No auto-tune for this guy.
All right. That was side A. You know what's coming next.
Side B, bitches. Ooh. Coming in heavy.
Yeah. Aaron Stock 21 is going to be lit.
Oh, yeah. No girlfriends. The homies.
It's another classic right here.
Oh. Heavy as fuck. So, what does this band originate? Fucking. around what year? 05?
Nah, earlier. Well, yeah. Remember, he started jamming with his dad.
Oh, yeah. But when did they come out with their first album then?
I would say probably like the middle 2000s, maybe. 3, 2, 4.
Well, this one's 08, so.
Yeah. The other one probably came out like 05, 06, maybe.
So his dad was on the first album.
Yeah, he's been on up until the, I think, this one here.
Oh, okay.
And then he just said, like, he just got to the point where he's like, yeah, the riffs are too sick for me and I'm too old, so I'm going to retire. And, like, they're like, thank you, Papa Wolfgang Teske. Yeah.
Let's recruit someone.
Yeah, so RIP to him. Fortunately, he ain't around no more.
Did he pass away or what?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I remember I fist bumped him. I fist bumped him at the show. I just went up to him. I was like, oh, man. I just have to shake your hand because that was one of the sickest performances I ever seen in my life.
Who, the dad?
Yeah.
Oh, you actually met him.
At the show, I just said, I went up to him because they were on the stage. And so after the show, because I remember during their set, they were using some gear. Obviously, they're using their guitars, but the gear that they're using is... The amp is not there. So I remember the amp kept fucking up on him. And so whatever, he was having a couple hard time during the set to stay on point because the shit kept fucking up. And he was just banging the head, making it go on, whatever. So, yeah. But I went up to him after. I was like, hey, that was one of the best things ever. Thank you.
How old was he at the time?
Oh.
Would you say to put a number on a face?
Like 50s.
Oh, okay.
Late 50s, maybe early 60s. Something like that. Maybe 50-something, yeah.
Sick Mecca right there.
Ooh. Power riff. They reached 5 stars on Guitar Hero.
What, are you breathing in right there or are you breathing out?
Yeah, breathing in.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Fuck. Hey, guest vocals by Heyron.
Yeah. That's like a SpongeBob growl right there.
Hey, shout out to Paul. Me and Nahu, we would watch clips on SpongeBob and just be busting up at work because we were just, one, we're stoners, and two, when you hear them saying a certain word in every single language, it's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Right here. Oh, he opened up the hats? Ooh. That odd time shit,
yeah,
bro.
Take off the hat.
Not even hitting the snare right there. That's why, like, I'm saying, you have to be a certain level, like, it's like conspiracies. If you don't believe in 9/11 or the JFK assassination, but I can't really talk to you, dog.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, cheers, homie. Thank you for bringing down the beer. Yeah. This is some Gooberschlagen. Enjoy it by 12/24/16.
Smell it?
Enjoy after.
How do you like it? Smells good?
It's an earthy aroma.
Yeah.
Kind of smells like Grandpappy's. Kind of like Grandpappy's cough medicine.
Let's see how it tastes.
Damn, that's smooth.
Smooth-ass IPA.
Smooth as fuck. That's what happens when you age, John.
Ooh, fucking sick breakdown.
I tell you they're gonna rip it? Didn't I tell you?
Ripping a new one. Ripping and a tearing a new one.
Yeah, ripping and a tearing. Ripping and a tearing.
If you've made it this far into the record, I congratulate you. It's not an easy feat.
Ooh. The heavy drop.
Oh, damn, that was fucking evil as fuck. Right there.
The little things like that, that's what separates them, I feel, from most bands, because they're just thinking outside the box.
Oh, fuck yeah. They're German. They're always thinking the crazy new shit that no one's ever thought about.
But if you were to ask them, dude, that was sick as fuck, and blah, blah, blah.
Yo, that was fun, my friend. Yo.
He'd be like, oh, that shit's easy compared to what I do now, or something.
Scheiße.
He's off. We weren't even that good then.
I remember when we saw him, it was like when we were blazing with the fool. He's like, oh, yeah, I had a good time. Yeah, it was good. And you're just like, nah, dog, that shit was sick. Can I have your autograph? Oh, yeah, thank you. No problem.
Yeah, I always have a good time. I remember one of the shows, it was like, either go see Rush on their last ever show or go see Defeat of Sanity. I'm like,
nah, dog.
I'm going to spend $20 and go see one of the best bands front row live.
Versus Rush, I'll probably like 150, 250.
Oh, 200, you're up top, yeah. Bro. I'm like, I want to see Geddy Lee, Neil Peart, and Alex Lifeson shred, but not from fucking 2 miles away.
Yeah, it was almost like me. I told my girl, I was like, hey, I love you. I want to buy you tickets to go see...
I love you. I want to marry you, but I ain't buying you
No. Usher's doing a residency in Vegas. I want to buy you and your friend a ticket to go see Usher, and like... Hey, yeah, I'm paying for the concert. You guys get your own room. That's on you guys. And I looked at the seats. I was like, $250 for nosebleeds. I'm like, I love you. I'm only paying for you. Your friend can pay for herself.
I love you, but I don't love your friend.
Yeah. Now, unless we're doing a threesome, no thank you. Ooh, perfect.
If Joe Money was here, he'd be like, guys, I gotta go. It's too sick. I gotta leave.
Just bomb.
Gracias, mijo.
We're day drinking right here.
Fuck.
Saw that rake right there?
He did that. Power rake. If you're stuck still sinking around, good congratulations.
Yeah.
You've made it this far. Just wait till the end.
You got your diploma in the heavy metal scene.
I trip out. I like it when the death metal drummers, they use that punk beat. Or that punk, yeah.
Sorry. They gotta show you how good they are. Like, I don't know. I don't play death metal all day. I know how to play other shit.
You gotta throw it all in there.
And that was my mistake right there, is like playing drums. Like, I started off death metal. I didn't know how to play those punk beats Like, there's so much shit that, like,
yeah, you gotta practice.
Yeah, you gotta learn from the basics.
Yep. That was me too, but I think that's why I was telling you, I forgot on what episode, I don't know if it was with Randy Rose, but then I discovered, like,
playing the bass.
Bass has just come naturally, I guess, because I started off with that one. But yeah, the whole reason why I even picked up guitar is because we didn't have one in the band, so I was like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to jam one. And so the homie left his shit there. And
next thing you know, you're a guitar player.
Yeah, the next thing you know, I'm jamming, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I had the same problem where... I learned playing metal, so I learned to play fast and all this stuff, and like whatever level I was at playing shows and stuff. But and then afterwards, like, oh, I want to play this type of music, and then I realized, I'm like, oh, damn, I need training. Oh, I need training for this.
Yeah, you mean metal training.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Metal camp.
No, not metal camp. I'm saying, like, after I got out of listening to metal all the time, I'm like, oh, I explore other music. That's when I realized I was like, it didn't come natural like metal does.
Oh, no. Totally different beat.
Yeah, yeah. Totally different rhythm. You got to find the notes. The notes, the pocket, like the feel of the music.
Yeah.
It's all different because you're used to being like.
Yeah.
And so, really, timing is important, but it's not as important as, like, in other, I would say, other type of music.
Yeah, because you have to feel the music on other type.
Yeah, like
go with the flow.
Yeah, you have to go. You gotta feel groove. So the groove is way different. Where, like, I guess I got so ingrained in that.
Hey, what is he saying right here? Go ahead and go vote.
No, subscribe to the Cave Dwellers.
Oh, okay.
And share with your family and friends.
I knew that's what he was saying. Like, I heard.
And work yourself.
Yeah.
Damn, this is going to be the conjuring of fucking Aaron Stock.
Yeah.
Anyways, folks, I guess that was the last song there. We had such a brutal time, we lost track of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, overall, what did you think of that record right there?
It was brutal, sick. For your birthday, hey, we had to go out the banger. That's why I brought a banger.
I thought you'd say Whataburger.
Yeah, Whataburger. I wish. Damn. Well,
for your birthday. For your birthday, I got you Whataburger. I'm like, damn, where's it at, Doc? Hey, perfect time. What the fuck?
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. That is another episode of the Cave Dwellers War Vinyl. And also with this War Vinyl, we're enjoying this good old Stone Enjoy After 12/24/2016. So this is a good.
It's hitting right now.
Yeah, it's hitting. Levels are hitting.
I wish we would have started off with the episode with this. We would have been like singing a cappella for sure.
Yeah. I think there's some hallucinogenics in here. But thank you guys for tuning in.
Wow, this is a short episode.
Yeah. That's what happens with death metal. You know what they say? Like, oh, yeah, I went to a Ramones show. They play 49 shows. I was out of there in 40 minutes. Yeah.
They play 50 songs.
Yeah, 50 songs in 49 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or 65 songs in 49 minutes, probably.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But it's a short one, but a banger. But
should we toss another one on?
Nah, it's okay.
All right, folks. He has to go Mimi's, and I have to go
Pee-pee's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both have to go to take a nap. Anyways, folks, thank you for listening. And once again, that was Defeated Sanity. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you on the next one.